Call the executive committee meeting to order July 8th, 4 o'clock. I'm sorry, 4:10 to be exact. Present, council members, Cartier, Bell, Tackett, Sheldon, Patrick, Diller, Smiley, and Weiner. And I'm council president, Chris Bullock. Also present, council member Hollins. And my aide, Anthony DeFurry. Approval minutes from June 24th meeting.
Motion approved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We will follow the agenda as printed. Agenda item number 3, R14-128. Consenting to the appointment of Mr. J. Neil Greenstein to the Newcastle County Hawkinson Design Review Advisory Committee. Mr. Greenstein is here. Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Thank you. This was tabled for the past couple of weeks because Mr. Greenstein has had surgery and is now capable and has doctor's approval of getting out, so he was able to come in for his interview. This is a position for DRAC, which is the Design Review Advisory Committee. There are 5 of these within Newcastle County, and Hokesson has one of them. Mr. Greenstein has been active in the local GATA as well as other activities within Hokesson for many, many years. He's a CPA by profession, retired, and his family, together his wife and daughter, and he is the treasurer, own a small family business within Hokesson. DRAC, at this point, has enough members that have retired from there or their terms have expired and they do not want to serve again, that they are very, very short and barely can get a quorum. So we have names coming in, and Mr. Greenstein's is the first one to come over from the administration. We have the criteria for the Hokesson DRAC is 50-50 business to residential. So we never seem to have trouble getting residential people, but the business people have a Hokesson Business Association on which they're active. So for them to then take on another committee sometimes is hard. So we're very, very thankful that Mr. Greenstein has been put his name in for nomination, that he is willing to come on as a business member, because we were down to 0 on business members for a while. So if you have any questions for him, I am nominating him, and should come to the floor tonight for approvals. So
welcome.
Thank you very much.
It's an honor to be here. Would you like to make open statement? You certainly have that opportunity.
I really hadn't thought much about going on to the Hokesson DRAC until Ms. Kilpatrick mentioned that they were in desperate need of somebody to represent the local businesses. My wife is a member of HBA, so that was not one of my concerns, that I had too much to do. And I had just stepped down after 8 years of being treasurer of GATA, as well as a director, and I thought this was an opportunity for me to continue my work in my local area. And so I asked Janet to nominate me as a business member. That's why I'm here.
Thank you for that opening statement and volunteering to serve in that capacity. Council, do you have any comments or questions for this candidate?
That means they love you.
Silence is golden. Uh-oh, I spoke too soon. Yeah, Mr. Weiner.
I just want to thank you. I've known you for decades, and I have utmost respect for you. Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
There goes your point,
Mr. Weiner.
I thought so.
Yeah, you got a big stick with you. You're fine.
Thank you, sir, for coming in, taking the time, and look forward to you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Thank you.
Agenda item number 4, R14-162, consenting to the appointment of Sally Jensen to the Newcastle County Ethics Commission. Councilmember Reddy. I don't see Joe here. Is Ms. Jensen here? Please. Welcome.
Thank you.
Would you like to make an opening statement, please?
I really hadn't prepared something, but I'm honored that my name has been put in for nomination.
Yes. We have your qualifications and background in our packet. Councilmember Tackett, do you have a comment or question?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President. I was just going to add a comment there that, you know, Sally has a long tenure with the county, and her selection to this board will definitely be of, you know, great value to us, and her knowledge and expertise she has with the county. She has worked through multiple departments, and just, you know, she's happy to be here. Look at her. She's feel, get everybody. Yeah, it's being in retirement and vacation and now the grandkids.
Thank you, Councilmember Tackett. Councilmember Retta has joined us, also a sponsor of this candidate. Councilmember Retta.
Thank you. I don't know if she's happy to be here or not. She, last time I was talking to her, she was going away.
She just got back?
She was. Hey, you're ready to go again, I bet. No, I've known Sally for a while, and she's a very hard worker, for one thing. And what she does, she puts her mind to it, and she doesn't play games with it, whatever she does. So the thing is, by having her on the ethics, I think she'll do a very good job, and she's, if it follows in suit what she's been doing in the past years with the county, for 30-some odd years that she was here, I think that'll help out.
40.
40. Well, I was giving you credit. I was making you younger. Don't holler at me now.
I was a baby when I started.
I know. You're still a baby.
Any comments or questions for Councilmember Beck?
Thank you, Mr. President. I, too, would like to not only welcome, but thank Sally for considering this appointment. I think not just her experience within the county government, but her involvement in community. And you know, I think she brings a lot to the table. I think she'll be a valuable asset to the Ethics Commission. And, you know, her experience, institutional knowledge, community service will serve us well.
Thank you, Councilmember Bell. Any other comments or questions for the candidate? Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Look forward to you, sir.
Thank you.
Agenda item number 5, R14-160, consenting to the appointment of Sophia Hansen for the position of community services general manager. Her resume is in our packet. She comes to us highly qualified and shown herself to be capable. Council, do you have any comments or questions regarding the appointment of Ms. Hansen? Councilmember Cartier.
Yes, I had the opportunity to speak with Ms. Hansen at the ice cream festival, and I was impressed by her knowledge, her enthusiasm, her commitment, and I think she's already been proactively working with the Edgemore Revitalization Cooperative in my district, and I'm just very pleased with that, and I look forward to working with her in her capacity as General Manager of Community Services.
Thank you, Councilmember Beck.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I, too, would like to mention the fact that I've had several interactions with Sophia since she was brought aboard in the acting capacity. She's very prompt in getting back with you and working along with different questions and things. And I not only think that her background will serve the county well, I think that she possesses a certain skill, interpersonal skills, communicative type skills, and I think she truly cares about what she's doing, and she'll do an excellent job as a general manager.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other council comments or questions? Seeing none, she'll move forward. Thank you. Agenda item number 6, discussion regarding polls board assessment legislation. I believe that's Councilmember Weiner. You wanted to talk about this today.
Yes, I just got an update from my co-sponsor, Councilman Smiley, that nothing happened during the 2 weeks I was gone. I believe my aide, Lou Hinkle, said that there's been some communications between Carol Doolin and the council for the Board of Assessment. We want to get their guidance and their review, and I do see the attorney here from the Board of Assessment, so perhaps we could ask him what guidance he can give us if he's had a chance to look at our draft.
And yes, would you like to make a statement?
Sure. Will Davis, Assistant County Attorney. I am the attorney for the Board of Assessment Review.
Yes,
I have been in touch with council to council And I've reached out to the Board of Assessment Review members for their comment. And at this time, I don't see anything controversial with regard to the state legislation. I'm not sure if the county legislation has also been before council or if it's seen it, but that one I have kind of more substantive comments on. But as I understand it, the state legislation is expanding the board to 13 members and increasing or adding a qualification that they be experienced in real estate and property tax appraisal. I don't see anything controversial with that, and I am awaiting board comment on the state legislation. So I'd be happy to come back whenever you would like me to and provide you with their comments.
Outstanding. Joining us is Councilman Bowers.
Yes.
Councilmember White.
Yes, thank you. If you'll recall, made a decision just to take baby steps and just go first with introduction of the state legislation. However, I did share the early draft of the county legislation, which I think needs more work. And so Carol Doolin is working preliminarily with Will Davis in the Board of Assessment. And once we get their input, then with co-sponsor Smiley, I'll bring that before council for workshop as well.
Outstanding. Council.
I have no further comments.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Anything, Council? Councilmember Street.
Did I hear that correctly? Councilman Wine and Councilman Smiley swapped something together?
Working on something together.
It's on the record.
Damn.
Oh, my goodness.
Agenda item number 7.
Councilman Smiley, yes. Just to respond.
Yeah.
It's your friends you got to be weary of. Others you can work with and know where they're coming from. Right, Bob?
Yes, sir.
See? Yeah, agreed on something.
My old friend.
Moving right along. You could take a picture of that.
Moving right along. Agenda number 7. Discussion regarding boards and commissions reporting. Mr. Weiner, is that your issue?
Yes. The technology subcommittee serves at the pleasure of your office, and so we're just making a quick report. We put together a matrix on boards and commissions in terms of their annual reports postings, which is a requirement, and some other electronic postings, which would be voluntary. There is an absolute commitment on the part of the administration to advance technology and posting. It's simply a matter of manpower and allocation. So it's not for lack of will on the part of either this body or the administration. We just are trying to work together given shortage of manpower. With that, Anthony, do you have that for distribution, that boards and commissions, or Lou? Was Lou going to do that?
I thought you or Lou were going to pass it.
Well, I think I failed. It's my job. I should have told Lou to do that, and I incorrectly made the assumption that Lou would do that. Is he here? Maybe we could revisit this later, and we'll try to find him and have him make some copies.
Very appropriate. Right. Thank you, Mr. Weiner. I right. Appreciate it.
Let's go looking for him.
Councilmember Street. Councilmember Street has joined us for the record. Anything under other? Councilmember Smiley.
Yeah, since the county attorney's here and there's members of the executive staff, I just want to I'd like to ask them to visit prior to the renewal of the next dog control contract. I'd like to visit the possibility, you know, I'd like the state to take it back. Barring that, I'd like to like us to look at putting it out, as much as I don't like it, a longer-term contract for bid. I've had two interactions with this outfit since the new contract, and I couldn't be any more dissatisfied with either one of them. Never had a problem before, whether it's the new director or what. I don't like having to repeat an address 4 times. I don't like the honesty of the report being questioned. Take it, follow up on it. And that's not as a council person.
I don't call as a council person. I want to know how the people in the 7th District are being treated, and I don't like it. I'm hoping that if we can take a look at and we can possibly put together a longer contract, maybe we can interest some other people to come into this state and provide some competition. So either the ones that have the contract get their act together and do it the way it should be and treat the public the way they should be treated, or we can get some new people in here. 1 year contract's not going to do it. Nobody's going to come in this state and set up for 1 year. So I'd ask them to take a look at that. I'm going to do whatever I have to do, but I got to tell you, I am not happy at all. And I'm just one person. That's two calls that I made on behalf of people, but not as a council person.
That was your personal?
Yes, sir. That's why I think you ought to be able to shoot them all.
County attorney.
Councilman Smalley,
No, that was me.
County attorney. Councilman Smalley, I know there's been a lot of issues with the dog contract and everything, but I will make sure that we look at exactly what you got requested.
Yeah, I mean, I got a nice apology email. And that was only after I told him have the boss call. So, shouldn't have to go that way.
Councilmember Powell.
Just a question. Were they the only ones that applied this time?
I believe so.
Because the first year we got it, we had Cecil County apply, and we had a couple other counties apply.
Yeah.
They were a little higher. I know they were higher, but maybe they wouldn't. We ought to look into the web. They're having a lot of problems.
I think we had two firms that applied. One of them came in really, really low, and we looked into them, and they really didn't check out reference-wise.
Couldn't do the job.
Yeah, they couldn't do the job, so we went with the other one. And we fear engaging in a long-term contract, not knowing whether or not the state is actually going to take back dogs at this point. We don't want to put ourselves on the hook financially for multi-years if there is a chance, any chance at all, that the state would take it back. But I agree completely. It's hard to bring somebody to the state with 1 year. It's crazy.
Follow-up, Council.
Just, you know, the other thing with Cecil County, at least their kennel is closer to here than Kent County. It's right on 213 at Coyote's Corner. It's just over the line.
Councilmember Kilpatrick, Councilmember Bass.
Thank you.
Longer
contract for somebody that we don't know, I guess I would fear a little bit, because how do we know it's going to be any better than what we have now? But if there could be contingencies written in where it would be a five-year contract, you know, first year on probation, and then go on from there, so that they would believe that if they did a good job that they would have a solid five-year contract or something, I would be comfortable with that. But you know, in the 4 years that I've been here, we've never been happy with the dog control.
Yep.
And they don't do cats. So.
I was happy till the last 2 weeks.
Councilmember Bell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ditto, ditto, ditto.
Amen.
And I think that I question their business practices. I question the manner in which our constituents are being dealt with. And second from what's going on with Chucky, the yellow lab, it's got some real concerns. So, you know, I know law department's got a job to do, public defender's got a job to do, but I think there's some gamesmanship being played with some of our folks.
Well, I'm glad the administration is here and you have a sense of our concerns and gravity of the issue. Any other discussions under other public comment? Yes, please state your name for the record.
Saul Polish, representing Local Unit 3911 as well as a police communication specialist. And I just want to just kind of back up Councilman Smiley's comments about how he's treated by animal control, because working in the police dispatch, we get the same response from them as well. They are called animal control. However, they do not do animals. They do dogs only. They will not come out for cats. They don't come out for rabbits. However, if it's going to be something that's going to make the news, that's a different story, because they're all about being on TV and looking good. And I can tell you, for example, we just had an incident last week where they did not come out, where a house is vacant, is a known vacant house. There are dogs inside the house that they know these dogs are living inside this house. However, they're not coming out to take these dogs out of this house because the quote-unquote the owner comes to visit the house every couple of weeks or so often. So, I mean, where is the control in that? So, I, you know, to what Councilman Smiley said, as being a citizen, I can't imagine what a citizen has to go through to get somebody to come out for them and being working for a police agency and requesting your assistance. Because, you know, it might take an hour for them to come up from Kent County, but when they're out somewhere and they need the help of the police, you know, it's got to be right now. It's got to be yesterday. So I just want to give my sentiments.
Thank you for that comment, Councilmember Diller, Councilmember Powers.
I'd just like to say I would echo this. When Mr. Wheatley was here to talk about the rabid cat that he was dealing with, he made 10 phone calls to various places within state and local government and animal control and eventually received no help at all.
Hmm. Councilmember Powers.
Just responding, I mean, most of the time I ride by the police station in Middletown, they're there.
Their trucks are there.
They just... They're not
that's
even there.
Where their trucks
they
are.
Just park them there and they drive
that,
up
yes,
there.
Yes, that's where their trucks are.
But I see them driving out of there.
Councilmember Kilpatrick.
When you see a police car parked somewhere, it doesn't mean that.
Well,
you know,
I've seen them drive out of there.
Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Did we not talk to them at some point about cats and it was going to be like another $1 million? It was going to almost double. I mean, anything other than dogs, we have a really, no matter what they're called, we have a dog contract,
yeah.
Period.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. And there's nobody else. I mean, you know, Denrec, they used to do wild animals that has to be pretty bad before they come out for that. I mean, there is no place in the state to go if you've got something other than a dog issue.
Right.
And since the dog contract isn't working, we really have no place to go for anything.
I was going to say, I previously floated tagging, tattooing, or chipping cats, but nobody...
Hey,
had the stomach for it, but I'll sure run it up the flagpole because the state declared them domestics a couple years ago, so they're no longer considered wild. So,
so if they have fights, we can just arrest one if it's a domestic.
Let's license on the shoe and get some money.
When to the administration, when do you think you can get back to us on this issue? It seems pretty pressing.
CEO. Actually, I'm just typing to the executive now.
Okay.
Your concerns.
Yeah.
We'll reach out to them ourselves by the way.
Okay, thank you.
I'm at the point where I'll give the state $500,000 to take them.
Councilmember Street, Councilmember Tackett.
Give them $500,000. We were giving them $1 million.
I know they want
to save money. They're still.
There you go. Maybe they want to go post them a surplus.
Giving the comments to council. Nobody said anything positive. So I have to look at this as it's not working. It's an
breach of contract.
Indictment of the service on the part of council members who had that experience, and that's grounds for terminating the contract and moving on. You're dissatisfied with the service and it's not responsive. Why is this any different than the perspective we took about the Wilmington Library?
No place else to turn. That's the problem.
If you're not satisfied with the service, you bring the service provider in, and if you don't get a satisfactory answer in terms of a resolution, you discontinue the service.
Councilmember Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. President. Yeah, obviously the administration potentially, I guess, is going to have to look to dedicate a little bit of, you know, time and resources to it because it's a big issue. And I think probably one of the other components here that creates a problem is we have a lot of different organizations that are the nonprofit that do animals, but each of them have a different little, you know, mission that they do, and it costs money to bring the animals in. And of course, if they're calling and it's not exactly their mission, they're telling you to go to somebody else, and they're telling you to go to somebody else. I know there's like an overrun that I've seen of cats right now. You know, it's, they're looking for people to try to foster cats. I was thinking, well, how are you going to foster them? Because I haven't you ever give them back? You know, there's so many, but I don't know. It's just it's a difficult situation, and as we heard, they're the only ones that do dog control. Unfortunately, they're costing the county about $1 million. They're costing the city about $600,000 right now. That's $1,600,000 to do.
Gate in town. Councilman Hollis, you have your hand up back there.
No, thank you.
Okay. Councilmember Smiley.
I just want to say, to be clear, both of my issues were dogs, and two of them I had the people restrain the dogs, had them on leashes in the front yard. Because the last time, years ago, when I called about one, they said, well, you have to restrain it. I said, fine. The next call, it'll be restrained laying across my fence when I shoot it. I got serviced in 5 minutes. Nowadays, they wouldn't even come to pick up the damn body.
Councilmember Powell.
About a month ago, we're at a million something. Levy Court just redid their contract, and it was, I think, over $2 million. So is that the writing on the wall? They're not as many people or animals, and they're right close to their shelter.
Councilmember Streets.
Well, you know, you threw the city into us, and now I'm going to go. A month or so ago, them little thugs decided they were going to let the dogs fight. One of the dogs got killed, so they took the dead dog and dumped it in the trash can in front of one of my vacant properties that I'm trying to, anyway. Mm-hmm. I had to make, nobody knew who was responsible for dead dogs. Nobody could answer a question, and finally I had to engage in conduct quite unbecoming a council member, and with a whole lot of language consistent with that before somebody would come get the dog. Mm-hmm. In front of a daycare center.
Well, I think we have enough evidence to move forward, and we look forward to hearing back from
the
administration very, very soon. Anything else?
Motion to adjourn.
Public comment? Any other public comment? Councilman Smiley.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Who takes a dead dog?